Hello, friend. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for July 14th. Glad you're with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. We gave you a little homework yesterday. Paul says, "But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by human court." I'm reading from the New King James there. "In fact, I do not even judge myself." I gave you a little homework, which was to look at the Greek word for court before we dig into your homework. And whether you've done it or not, that's really up to you, but we'll help you out a little bit here if we can. Before we dig into that, let's talk about the verse as a whole. "With me, it's a very small thing I should be judged by you or by human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself." Paul, talking about judgment, he's contextually has said, "I'm a servant of Christ. I'm a steward of the mysteries of God. I'm striving to be faithful to that call." So I think when he says it's a very small thing to be judged by you, it's like, look, I'm faithful to my call. If I get judged by you, I consider that a small thing, because in the end, my faithfulness is to being a steward of the mysteries of God. And so it is to God that I acquiesce judgment, that I bow the knee towards judgment. And that helps me at times, because I'm trying to be faithful to be a steward of God. That's not always going to make everybody. It's not always going to make everybody happy. Not everybody's happy with the way you steward what you see, but you can take assurance in knowing that ultimately who you answer to as a steward is the one to whom you are a steward, and we're stewards of God, servants of Christ, stewards of the mysteries of God, and so as long as we're faithful to who he is and to what he has given us, we need not worry about being judged by other people. That word court, now I gave you a little bit of homework, is an interesting word because, well, it's the Greek word hemera, and hemera is, it's really a word that is almost always in the New Testament, and I say almost always because it's in the New Testament about like almost 400 times. And 355 of them, it's day. It almost always means the natural day, literally the period distinguished from night. Sometimes it's metaphoric, as in to work during the day, as a metaphoric opposite of vice, like darkness, wicked. Almost always the civil day, a space of 24 hours. Oftentimes even including the night, both the night and the day. So it's a literally, I mean, the first time it's used in the New Testament, Matthew 2, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. There it is. That's the word days. Matthew 3:1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching the wilderness. So it's not some mysterious word. And yet, it gets translated court in the New King James. Why is that? What is it about this word that kind of throws them off? Well, I think it's a timing word in some respects. Paul has just told you that it's pretty small. It's small potatoes, he says, for me to be judged by you, because ultimately the one that's going to judge me is the Lord. I don't even judge myself. That's an interesting phrase at the end of verse 3. I'm not even going to judge myself, he says. And then that word gets translated court. But I think what Paul is saying is that it's a small thing that I be judged by you or by human opinion, because that's day. It's almost like or by human day or by the humans of the day. It's a small thing that you judge me. It's a small thing that society judges me. I think that's what Paul's saying. It's a small thing that they judge me. In fact, I don't even judge me. Why? Because I don't know anything. I know of nothing against myself, verse 4. Yet I'm not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. So in my own purview of knowledge, and who would know better than me, the answer to that question is the Lord, and he answers it that way. But who would know better than me if I need to be judged for something? And so I'm not judging myself of anything, yet not judging myself of anything does not justify me. That is a Pretty fascinating statement. Verse 4, I don't know of anything against me worth judging, either by myself or by you or by the court of public opinion. Yet the knowledge that I don't have anything against me does not in any way justify me. Nothing has changed, by the way, in such a theology. That you may have nothing of which you know to judge yourself, and you may not care one bit if anybody in the world or in public opinion judges you. And yet, not having anything that you have done wrong does not in any way justify you in the eyes of God. Justification is not the end sum of not doing things wrong. Justification is the end sum of Christ having done everything right. And you, according to Romans, who believe on him, God is righteous in that he is both just and justifier of those who believe on Jesus. And so we receive the justification of who we are in Christ, not because we don't know of anything against us or because we haven't done of anything, but because he has done the work on our behalf. And so Paul says, he who judges me is the Lord. Verse 5, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from the Lord. And those counsels are the words motives. And so, in other words, God's the revealer of motives. Now, what does Paul mean? Don't judge until the Lord comes. Well, I think contextually with where he's going, we're in chapter 4, but by the time you get to chapter 7, Paul starts to talk about the present distress. Everything I'm about to read to you comes from chapter 7, okay? Chapter 7, verse 26. Because of the present distress, 7:29, the time is short. 7:31, the form of this world is passing away. What is Paul talking about? These are references to the fact that they are in an era that is about to come to an end. They are facing the end. Paul's not deceived. We don't get to the end, and we'll dig into this in chapter 7. But we don't get to the end of this and come up with the conclusion, well, Paul was nuts. He thought the world was going to end, and it didn't. No, Paul got it exactly right. Paul was in the end of an era. The time of that era was short. The form of the world in which he lived was passing away and did pass away. It eventually, that entire system came down, that Mosaic economy, the entire thing came down. And Jesus, I believe, according to Matthew 24, came in judgment against a system, what Luke called the day of vengeance. And I think that's what Paul's referring to until the Lord comes. At the same time, if you want to see verse 5 as the future return of the Lord, nothing changes in regards to who gets to judge whom. Okay? I personally believe that Paul's putting this judgment within their generation. If you see that otherwise, then you're putting it out in your future. But it would this next fact would still apply. Man can't do it. You might as well not do it. He who judges you is still the Lord and brings to light the hidden things of darkness, reveals the counsels of the heart, and each one's praise comes from God. So God would be he who brings the glory. Notice that it is not me or you who brings to light the hidden things of darkness. And so even if you put this way out in the future, you still don't have the right to be he who wears the sheriff badge of heaven, calling out the things of darkness. It is up to you to be a faithful steward to the mystery of God and understand who you are and what you're meant to do on the earth. We transition with Paul into the 6th verse tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.